Okay, the Amid for this evening is Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Nevertheless, the bottom lines of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph contain a Durdaya Da Amaroi case, which is the subject of a tremendous tumult in the Kashrus circles. And for that reason, I wanted to point it out, although I don't have any of my own chidushim here, just to sort of relate one of the great tumults. The tumult is Be'etzem about an ingredient called tartaric acid, which is in the copies here that I gave out to you, or cream of tartar, which is an ingredient. If you know someone whose name is Weinstein, Weinstein is the what tartaric acid is made from. And I'll explain what it is in a minute. Since Pesach is coming, I want to mention to you that the tumult over the tartaric acid took a turn about a dozen years ago. I don't know if you remember, but about a dozen years ago, one of the Jewish companies invested a large amount of money into creating grapeseed oil for Pesach. And they had a tremendous hefsid mammon because no one bought it. There's all tumult about the kashrus of the grapeseed oil, and it never came out again. The grapeseed oil and the tartaric acid, although they're different, come down also to the discussion of this tisvis, at least in part. I just want to explain, as a Hagdama, the oil issues on Pesach. Most of the oil that we use, canola oil or corn oil, is kidneyous, or is a kidneyous derivative. And although there were great Pesachim who held that kidneyous derivatives are mutter, Klal Yisrael wasn't makabel, and none of the Hefsher organizations allow derivatives of kidneyous at all. And for that reason, there's a problem. There were years ago, when my parents were young, that they used schmaltz, that they used fats from chicken fats or animal fats. That's what they used instead of oil. They used fats. The main downside of that, besides the calories, is that you're always fleishig. Everything's made with oil. Imagine you have French fries, you become fleishig. If you use animal fats, or chicken fat, schmaltz, you're always fleishig. Nobody nowadays wants to be always fleishig. And therefore, it's not really an option. So today, in the marketplace, every Pesach, and I assume this year will be the same, there are two types of oil that are available here in the United States. There's usually cottonseed oil and walnut oil. Those are the two types of oil that are usually available with the so-called Hemeshech Sheirim. And olive oil. Now, olive oil, I should tell you, first of all, olive oil is much more expensive than the others. And secondly, the Neid Yehuda writes not to use olive oil on Pesach. Now, the Neid Yehuda is talking in his day where the olive oil had certain chashashis in the way it was made. And although there are people that won't use olive oil because the Neid Yehuda says not to use it, nobody really in the Pesachim takes it seriously. Now, if you didn't make a gzeira, in his day, the olive oil wasn't pure olive oil. So olive oil is an option, but it's an expensive option. What is the tumult over the cottonseed versus walnut seed oil? If you go to Yerushalayim, you will not find any cottonseed oil. The Badats, the Asas, all cottonseed oil. If you go to Williamsburg, you won't find cottonseed oil. The Satmar Rebbe, acid cottonseed oil. And nobody there uses it. On the other hand, in our circles, cottonseed oil is used. What's the tumult? The tumult over cottonseed oil is whether it's kidneyous or not. That's what the tumult is. In other words, technically, seeds are zarainim. Zarainim may be kidneyous. Now, it's a big stretch to think that cottonseed oil is kidneyous because cotton seeds are not edible. Cotton seeds are something very hard that nobody would dream of eating. And although they are able to make oil from cottonseed oil, it's a tremendous stretch to consider it kidneyous. But Pesach is the Yom Tov of tremendous stretches. And therefore, there are those who don't want to use cottonseed oil because of the chashash of it being a kidneyous derivative. Now, for those of us who do use it, besides the argument that is cotton seeds, are they kidneyous? Besides that, it's not mistava, they're kidneyous. There are lemaisa, great place, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan among them who hold derivatives of kidneys are not also in the first place. So that's a strong tziruf. And then there are many paiskim, Rav Moshe among them, who hold that kidneys is only also if it's a type of kidneys that existed in the time of the minig. Those who are mata kinwa are mata for that reason, because they hold that it didn't exist in the time of the minig. So lamaisa for cottonseed oil, there are many, and myself included, who are mekel to use cottonseed oil. Lamaisa, in certain Hasidish circles, they will not use it, because the Satmar Rebbe paskin it's aser, and that's why the Badatz doesn't use it. And they go with walnut oil. Walnut oil, walnuts are certainly not shayla and chametz. What's the downside in walnut oil? Now, the downside is that there's no factory that makes walnut oil. Cottonseed oil, there are machines dedicated to cottonseed oil. Walnut oil is what the industry calls a specialty oil. And a specialty oil is made in plants. There are plants that make 1 year, one time they make pistachio oil, and one time they make walnut oil, and sometimes they make wheat germ oil. Now, wheat germ oil, of course, is chametz. And therefore, while the machinery for cottonseed oil doesn't have to be kashered, the machinery for walnut oil does have to be kashered. Those who prefer not to use walnut oil has to do with the shaila of how to kasher these machines. These machines, I once heard from someone who actually went down, the machines that make it, he said they look like a big missile. They're three-story machines. You put in the walnuts or wheat germ in the top half crushes them, the second half somehow extracts the oil, and the third part is a deodorizer. How deodorizers work on oil, I have no idea. But it takes out the smell. All our oil is odorless. And those are the three parts of the machine. One of those parts, I think he said, the deodorizer part cannot be taken apart. And it's kashered in a way that leaves room for pikpukim on the kashering. And although it's mutter, because chametz before Pesach, kelim of chametz don't aser any ben yaimai, there's no shayla, it's mutter. But there are those who won't want to use the walnut oil. They say, you machmer on cottonseed oil because it may be kidneys. If you machmer on walnut oil because of the chumras of chametz. So this is the tumul. They're both definitely kosher. But as far as hidurim, this is the tumul. In came a Yiddish company, and they said, I have a great idea. We'll make grapeseed oil. Grapeseed oil has its own dedicated factories. And there won't be a shayla. Grape seeds are not kidneys. Grapes are not kidneys. And it's not the shayla of kashering. And they made grapeseed oil. In making grapeseed oil, they stepped not into a shayla, like if they'll lose their money, so at least they'll sell it after Pesach. They stepped into a shayla that wasn't a shayla of chametz or kidneys, is a shayla of yayin nesach. And the shayla regarding the grapeseed oil, which is a Chulis Chassam Sefer, is very similar in part to the Shaila regarding tartic acid. And the Shaila is based on the following Nakuda. It's only one of a couple of Nakudas, but it's the Iker Nakuda that signed the grapeseed and signed the tartic acid is the Shaila. So I told you till now is sort of Agdom and has to do with Pesach. We're talking now not about Pesach, but about Yayin Nesach. The Gemara here says that Dordaya the Chamra, which is the sediment of oil, is mutter after Yud Beis Chaydish. What does that mean? It means the sediment that you have from grapes is mutter. There's nothing also about the grapes are not Yayin Nesach, only wine is Yayin Nesach. Grapes are not Yayin Nesach. So if you have sediment on the bottom of a barrel, and the oil, and there's no wine left in it, after 12 months, if we assume that all the wine is nisyabesh, which is the Lashon Taisa seems to hold, so there's no wine, so it's mutter. It's just like if wine would spill on anything, and it would dry up after 12 months, it would be mutter. It's mutter. So that's a heter of a Gemara. What's Weinstein? What is this word Weinstein that all the place can talk about? Weinstein is the barrels in which wine is aged develops a thickening of the walls. The walls of the barrel obviously don't get thicker, but the wine, the sediment of the wine, sticks all around to a barrel. And they leave it there. It's somehow good for the taste of the wine. And the sediment, over time, builds up. That sediment is called Weinstein. And that Weinstein is sediment, which is Derdaya, which is used afterwards to make this tartic acid. This tartic acid is an ingredient in different products, which is made to, it gives a little flavoring to it, and it's made from this Weinstein. It's not a 20th or 21st century product, it's a product that Rishonim already talk about. And these copies you have, if you have a friend named Weinstein, you might want to give him a copy of the Weinstein Tshuva, although if his name is Weinstein, he probably is aware of it. What's a Shaila? It's a Gemara, it's Mutter. Shaila is this. Nowadays, nobody has time to wait 12 months. We're going to put the barrels for 10, 12 months. Nobody has time to wait 12 months. So what do? In order to dry up the sediment, what they do, well, let's go in order, what they did originally is use fire, use heat. They used heat to dry it. So in 12 months it would dry a certain amount. So I'll take a fire, and I can measure, there are ways of measuring the how moist it is, and I'll do it with fire, and that should be mutter. Is that a heter? So if you look at Tosfos, this machlokes goes back to France, in the time of the Baalei Tosfos. Tosfos Dodaya Darmoi says, Rabbeinu Ephraim haya omer, ki misvara, shmarisha nesiav shu betaner, moyolem, k'may amtonas yud beis chaydish. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that waiting 12 months, what's the difference? You put it in an oven, you heat it up, it dries up just as good. The way the Rush brings it, it was a common thing in France, with everything they have with wine, that they relied on Yibush Betanar. Rabbeinu Ephraim says it's mutter. Rabbeinu Ephraim says it's good. The tumul is how to learn Rabbeinu Tam. For Rabbeinu Tam hikpid olav. So Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with Rabbeinu Ephraim. But why did he disagree? The way our Tosfos says it, he disagreed for a totally different reason. Mashamatir haTalmud Derdaya lachiyud beis chaydish haynu lachish and this bedu b'mayim k'mayshu regilin ha'olam la'asais. He says the Derdaya heter is after you soak it in water. Obviously, it's not clear from Tosfos, but the Rosh is very clear. It means soaking it before the 12 months. Now, first you try to use water to soak out all of the wine. And then you leave it for 12 months. Mashayin Katie says, just to throw it in an oven without hasmada, which hasmada is a lush of soaking, of temed, it's lush of soaking, Beinu Tam said no. So Rabelski in his Tshuva on the tartic acid, which is printed in his Sefer, he says the tartic acid shaila depends on this. How do you learn Rabbeinu Tam? Is Rabbeinu Tam agreeing to the heter of Yibush Yud Beis Chaydish? He just says, soak it first. Okay, so we'll soak it first. Or does Rabbeinu Tam mean to disagree with the whole heter? Does he mean to disagree with the heter of Yibush Betaner as well? This is the nidain on which the whole thing turns. Is there a heter of Yibush Beis Chaydish? Now I have to add, today they don't put it in a tanner. Today they use chemicals to dry it out. They have some type of powder that sucks out moisture. And Reb Chaim Eiser in the Achiezer already has a tshuva on tartic acid. And he says you could use chemicals. He possibly has been to a frying, you're allowed to use it. And you could use chemicals and you could do it to dry it, to suck out the moisture. And then you soak it in water and then you suck out the moisture and then this tartic acid is mutter. That's the heter is based on that nekuda. Now, we're not learning Geradeya now, the hour is late, but if one takes a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuchav Gimel Sif Yudal, where this is brought, there's a shach that seems to disagree with the heter, Mishmak Akasha, Dugal Ravava, on the side, who shrugs up the shach, and agrees with the heter, some Sefer in the Pischei Tshuva, who argues with Dugal Ravava, and disagrees with the heter, So Setzutzach Labadik, what the heter is about this tartic acid business. Now, in the case of the tartic acid, the hechsherim are all makel. In the case of the grape seed oil, they were more machmir. Grape seed oil is the same thing. They take the grape seeds, they dry it. Again, the same trouble. You have to wait to base chaydish, because Gemara says the same thing about chatzanim, the same thing about the yud beis chaydish about the peels of the grape, which is assumingly the same thing with the seeds. The same exact tumul. The tumul is whether this is a heter or this is not a heter. Does the yud beis chaydish help? Without yud beis chaydish, the way we do it today. This is basically what the tumul comes down to. The some cipher in the tshuva in Kufnun Zayin, interestingly, is matir. If you read the tshuva, it's a very tricky tshuva because he goes back and forth on his shita, but in Lamaisa, he seems clearly to be makel in the case of grapeseed oil. So why the some cipher is makel? Why didn't people jump on this bandwagon? In the tshuva, he talks about our heter, which is pikpukim. And he says, I have a tziruf, the old musk heter. Now those of you who know the musk heter is the yesaidistik heter in kashrus, which is Rabbeinu Yaina, that if something has a chemical change, it's something new. Now I say a chemical change, we have to define chemical change, but something which changes chemically. The musk is a spice that's taken from the glands of a deer. Chazal had a Kabbalah that comes from blood. The blood changes into musk. Rabbeinu Yonah said that it's mutter, a chemical change, is part of Chadashis Baalakan, and Memela, it's not blood anymore, it's a chemical change, and it's mutter. And some Sefer held that wine is the wine turning to oil, and grapeseed oil is a chemical change, and therefore it's mutter. Today we know factually it's not true. The oils are in the grape seeds. Nothing to do with wine. There's wine. Wine has one composition. If you take the grape out before you squeeze out any oil, any wine, you'll still get grapeseed oil. So Lamaisa, this was the tumul. What's interesting is I think it was one of the wine companies that made the grapeseed oil. They didn't make it from their own grape seeds. It's not financially, you don't take your grape seeds after you squeeze out wine and ship it to the grapeseed factory. They made it from grape seeds that were from Stam Yena. And therefore, since the Sefer is makel based on the musk heter, and it seems to be a mistake, so therefore, the oilam was not makabel. So to repeat the kitzer, Durdaya is mutter. If you want to wet yud beis chaydish, you can make grape seed oil. You find a place to store to store grape seeds for 12 months, and to make grape seed oil, you can do it. And then it will be mutter l'kuli alma. You have to soak it, like Rabbeinu Tam says, and store it, and it'll be mutter. To do it through yibush betan or chemicals, it's interesting that in the tartic acid, they're makel. And in the grapeseed oil, nobody was makabel the heter by grapeseed oil. It seems for a bit of a convoluted reason. It just seems because the subsefer was makel only based on something else, and the something else is wrong. So this is the tumul in the sinyan, and I just didn't want to pass the taisus without mentioning it. Daya daramai, it's a big tumul. Anybody in kashrus knows this type of a tumul. Maybe because it's called grapeseed oil. Well, you're attributing very. Possible, but vita things to what happened, I don't know. Okay.